At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'll tell you what, we're very much the Odd Couple too, because this guy to my left wears flip-flops to work, and I wouldn't be caught dead rocking my Cheetos in public like that.
We're at the studio. Yeah. What do you want?
Okay. All right. I know it's a casual Friday, but you act like this is your living room. That's Rich Davis. I'm Covino's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Casual Friday or funky flashback Friday? You tell me.
I'm feeling functified right now.
Well, you could wear flip-flops.
No, you can't. It's a place of business. You got like a goon burger, honestly. You're not at the beach. You know,
we live in Southern California, and it's 100
you're
degrees.
You're not at the beach. You're not at the pool.
Hey, is the boss here?
Put some shoes on.
Sorry, a bunch of salespeople walking around.
Why subject all the other grown men here to your BATs, your busted-ass toes?
I don't see clients walking around. I don't see sponsors.
I just feel it's unprofessional.
And my feet look good, too.
I mean, not that I'm here suited up.
What do you got on?
I got sneakers on like a normal person.
Like dirty
that's
gym
what I
sneakers.
Got. Yeah, but I have sneakers. My feet are covered. All right. Well, anyway, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis, and we're normally on Fox Sports Sunday, but we're filling in today. We're like filling Frank, and we're happy to do it. I'm so excited, all right, too, to not only hang out with you and all the late-breaking news. Fernando Tatis is out. We're going to talk
80 games.
I know. We're going to talk Deshaun Watson. I have a story to tell, and my story's sad to tell. Rest in peace. Olivia Newton-John.
Wow. Grease reference.
Really beautiful feet.
But I'm really excited.
Take a look at these bad boys.
Not about Rich's feet. I'm so excited that after
start,
the show.
I'm going to start an OnlyFans for my feet.
Yeah. Mind if I touch them?
You call it Tonelyfans?
Yeah, Tonelyfans.
Can I smell them?
Well, you might as well. I have a page. It's my Los Lonelyfans page.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Los Lonelyfans. Because I'm Mexican. Los Lonelyfans.
I get it.
Thank you.
When you have you have to explain a joke.
I'm so excited. Not everybody knows. I'm so excited because after this show, we're having fun.
I can tell
because
you're wearing your Air Force Ones.
My Air Force Ones? Thank you.
Hey!
Another good one. Excited because after this show, right, the weekend officially begins. I get to have a nice cerveza, my huevo frio, right? Sip into my first drink of the weekend. I can't wait, man. It's Friday night. So I'm excited for you to enjoy your weekend. Thank you for hanging out with us. Everything's at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. Before we talk about Deshaun Watson, Rich, right? I want to tell you my story.
I do have to say that I don't know if we talked about it previously, filling in for the Odd Couple, but Covino told me that seltzers, the Bud Light ones, the Topo Chico, the High Noons. Dude,
everybody has them. Jiffy Lube has them.
Everyone has seltzers now. I think Jiffy Lube does have them.
Yeah, everybody does.
Pretty sure AutoZone has seltzers now. Everyone's got their own brand.
You're talking Spike seltzers.
Spike seltzers.
Right, hard seltzers.
Covino convinced me that you don't drink them alone. You use them as a mixer. And I'm like, man, that's a potent drink, but since you told me that, other people are like, oh, good idea.
I hate that you point that out as if it's something genius. It's not a Lanny Poffo move of mine. It's pretty obvious. It's a seltzer. The High Noons, a lot of them have some sort of vodka or just like a malt liquor to it.
Yeah.
You add vodka. It's not that, like, it's a mixer. It's a weak drink. Spiking the drink is not like some crazy epiphany. So why do you even point that out as if I'm like, I don't even want the credit. I don't want that credit.
Damn, I was trying to be nice. Move on.
It's obvious. Is it not obvious? Hey, guys, listen. if you're gonna dive into a hard seltzer tonight, spike it with some Uncle Tito's. It's not that like hard to figure out.
Okay, well,
but that's what I'm excited for later.
There you go.
Now,
boink.
Rich, I got to tell you the story, and you're gonna say that I failed. My daughter said that I low key got the L or something like that. She said I pulled a mid move or something.
You took an L?
I took an. She's like you. Dad, I got to be honest, you low-key took an L or something like that. She said it in a way that I wanted to say, shut up. But I was like, what?
Next time, just tell her we only get dubs.
She's like, Dad, my friends think you're kind of mid right now. And I was like, what? Here's the story.
The life of a preteen dad.
Well, let me tell you. Here in Los Angeles, the summer's sort of winding up right now, really starting for the parents because kids go back to school. So Now you have your afternoons free. This is the last weekend for kids in L.A. School starts on Monday, right? So yesterday, last minute, I find out, because that's how I am, last minute finding things out. There's a school orientation / picnic. I'm like, what? How come no one told me about this?
Oh.
And I'm like, bruh. But I'm like, all right,
you gotta
I'll go
bring
there.
The picnic basket?
I'm like, I'll do the schmooze, right? I'll do the dad thing. And I'm a single dad. No other dads attached to me. Just me.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. So I'm like, all right, well, let's go. So my daughter, we get there. I do the teacher schmooze.
Are you sure you're having a drink after the show? You're not performing at Flappers in Burbank?
No, not. Are you? Those flip-flops on? You're the clown in the room. All right, so I'm at this orientation, and I don't know all these parents because it's her first year in the school.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing the whole thing, doing the whole spiel. I'm doing the schmooze. And then I got to the point where my daughter's like, Dad, you can stop following us around because the kids are just running around, right? I'm like, all right, fine. She sort of dismissed me. It was rude, you know, but she's preteen. That's just how it is. I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't want to hang with you and your corny friends anyway.
Do you remember those moments when you're rude to your parents and you think back I remember my parents dropped me off at college. And I was like, beat it. You dropped me here. Leave. Stop
it. low-key, kind of rude, but wasn't mean about it. She's just like, yeah, I don't want you to embarrass me. I'm like, all right, fine. I don't really want to hang with your nerdy friends anyway. Your nose picking.
That was your comeback
friends.
To a preteen?
No,
I don't want to hang out with your nerdy friends anyway.
So, you know, I'm like, I'll schmooze with some parents a little bit. Hey, I'm Melody's dad. What's up? Hey. Doing the point, the schmooze. Hey, what's up? I'm thinking to myself, like, there's no way that guy's my age. That guy looks like he's 105 years old.
You live in L.A. There's a lot of dads that are like, oh, third time around.
I'm doing the, you know, sizing up thing that everybody does.
I'm 70 and have a five-year-old.
And this gets to a point. So I'm kind of like at a point now where I'm like, all right, I'm done talking to parents. Where do I go? There's a basketball court, right? I'm like, all right, fine. I'm making my own fun. So I'm on this campus where my kid goes to school, and I'm just shooting baskets by myself, right? I'm like, I'm sort of killing it right now. I'm low-key winning in my mind. Hitting threes, feeling it. My daughter texts me, Dad, where are you? I'm like, Dad's hitting threes. right? Uncontested threes.
Such an L.
Yeah. No. This isn't where I hit the L, right? My daughter, because they're in kid mode. So you're seeing them in a different, like, preteen, excited mode where they're saying stupid things.
Yeah.
They come running up to me, her and her, like, goofy friends and these boys, right? And they're saying, I don't know what they're saying, okay, at first. They're like, they got phones in my face. And they're like, do the gritty. Right? But hold on, bro. I don't know what they're saying. I'm shooting.
You don't know the gritty?
Out of context, I'm shooting baskets. I'm like, what do they want? Some sort of Globetrotters move right now?
Globetrotters?
Because like, I'm shooting baskets. I'm like, what, you want to see me spin it on my finger? You want to see me shoot a layup? What do you?
Okay,
what are you,
boomer.
What are you saying right now? Do the gritty. I don't know what they're saying, right?
A little gritty dance.
I'm looking at my kid. I'm like, you like whatever you're asking me to do, you know dad doesn't do. I'm not a clown. I'm not here to perform for you and your goofy friends.
I don't have sandals on.
Yeah, I don't wear flip-flops to work, and I don't like do things when people tell me to. I do them when I want to do them. That's just how I am, right? So my kid probably brought all her friends there because she's like, my dad's cool. He'll do the gritty.
Not
now,
this
if you
dad.
Don't know, there's an update. There is an update and a reason I bring it up. Ja'Marr Chase, as of today, approves the Madden NFL 23 version of his gritty, which he helped popularize in the NFL, right? It's a very famous dance. So I got to admit, though, this is a very clandestine moment between me and everyone listening to Fox Sports Radio. By the way, clandestine, I learned from Mike Tyson.
Clandestine.
The very clandestine conversation we're having right now.
Very private.
Don't let Hulu fool you. Very clandestine. At first, I didn't know what she was saying, and I played it off like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, because I didn't want to look like dad didn't know what the gritty was. But truthfully, I didn't know what they were saying, right? So I'm like, listen.
Out of context, you're like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know what they were saying. And they're like, do the gritty. I'm like, I'm not doing the gritty. So they sort of looked deflated, and they went around and started asking teachers to, hey, Mr. Johnson, can you do the gritty? And some of the nerdy teachers were doing the gritty. Now, I got to be honest. I don't think everybody knows what the gritty is. They came back to me one more time, and they were like, do you know what the gritty is? And I finally am like, oh, the gritty. I see Aaron Judge do it all the time. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm sort of justifying now. I'm like, yeah, they do. I'm a sports guy.
Of course dad knows.
They do it in the NFL.
Justin Jefferson.
I'll do it.
Ja'Marr Chase. Of course dad knows.
Of course I know. And they're like, well, will you do the gritty? I'm like, get out of here. I'm not doing the gritty.
Didn't Adam Schefter hurt himself doing the gritty?
So
I think I'm pretty sure.
So I stood my ground because I'm like, I'm not doing the gritty. I'm not doing it. Not doing it, trying to appease her friends. I'm not hitting home runs like Aaron Judge, who, by the way, just went yard again, did the gritty. Aaron Judge, unless it was a replay. I don't want to pull a John Sterling. Net is high, net is far, net is gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a replay. But he's doing the gritty. I'm like, I didn't hit a home run. I didn't score a touchdown. No need to do the gritty. Sorry, guys. Anyway, I did my dad thing. I thought we had a good night, and my daughter was a little mopey at the end of this. Meanwhile, I just, wasted like 2 hours of my time at this orientation. And she's like, yeah, dad, low key, you sort of took the L by not doing the gritty for me. and that was the story.
Huh?
That was the story. But again, the update is you're going to see a lot of gritty in Madden NFL 2023. Boom! And I have to ask you, Rich, you're a cornball. You probably would have done the gritty, huh?
If my kid asked me in front of her friends and it was a moment to look.
Yeah, but you know what? They're recording you. I'm not doing anything that
you could have went viral.
Yeah. You know what happens? Mr. Johnson, who did it, everyone's making fun of him now on social media because the students filmed
so
it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
not
that
worried
guy.
About being made fun of by 12-year-olds.
Get out of here with that. Like, go film someone else. I'm not here to entertain these 12-year-olds. And at first, I was like really embarrassed by it. I'm like, get out of here.
By the way, I was right. Adam Schefter had an MRI after a gritty knee injury. So tell Melody.
But this is very dangerous.
I have to be honest.
I'm over 40.
There's no way. There's no way.
Oh.
I'm the only guy. We're here in our little studio. Rob is here. Alex, Covino, Rich, Steve. I'm not the only guy that would have said, I'm good by not doing it. I'm just the guy confident enough to admit that I low-key took the L last night.
If your buddy, you're not one to, Covino, just to if people.
You think I'm the only guy?
If people
I bet
new,
you it's very 50-50.
If people are new to Covino and Rich, to know Covino is to know that he will not do something.
Because you're put on the spot.
You ask him to do.
If I felt in the moment, if I hit a three and just in the moment wanted to do the gritty, that's on me. But when they're telling you to do it and they're going to film you, not playing that game.
Kavino doesn't play. He doesn't do this no matter what.
In case Fox Sports Radio doesn't know, I failed recess because I don't play.
You should tell your daughter that joke. Would have had a few L's.
Yeah, I love that.
And
we
you told a lame joke to my friends. I hate you, Dad.
I love that. The Odd Couple has a hi hat on standby.
Yeah,
it's like Tito Puente's on standby here.
Oh boy.
But so wait, hold on, real quick, Teicher. You would have did the gritty?
Dude.
Get out of here.
That's one of my favorite dances I've seen.
Do the gritty then.
The gritty right now?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Get out of here.
What? Because he's going to do
it. Oh, look, he did it.
He did. Yeah, guess what? How is it? What? Why would you know?
Honestly, Robert. One of the best dances.
Robert, you would have done that or no?
Hell no. Hell no.
Hold up. But Rob, you're a dad, right? You got a little kid. When your kid's a little older and like, Dad, can you do the gritty for me and my friends? You would not say no to your kids?
It's embarrassing.
Absolutely, I'm saying no.
Okay. It's embarrassing. How do you not feel embarrassed?
I love the dance. They even like evolved it to like back in the times when it's like thy gets no maidens, and then he does the gritty in like a whole outfit.
Alex, you look like you had fun when you just did it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be too cool. There's just a sense of embarrassment that I can't allow myself to get to.
Oh, I guess.
Or vulnerability or something where I'm doing that.
You're not very vulnerable.
Well, Rob, why wouldn't you? You didn't get on him. You get on me.
You know why? Because I looked around the room and the two nerdy, corny white guys would have done it. And you and Rob, I could already tell.
I had my Vato sunglasses on.
You know who was Team Gritty? The two white dudes that are like, oh, sure, I'll do it. The two guys with a little more pride and a little more old school machismo are like, I ain't doing no gritty.
I'm giving Vato nods to all the Vato dads that are at this playground. And I gave my daughter the look too. You remember when you would put your dad in a weird spot when you were a kid and you're like, Dad, can I go to Rob's house and I sleep over? And like, you shouldn't be saying those things in front of dad. Because dad's like, don't be asking me in front of the
other
parents.
Yeah, your dad's like, hey, you're not sleeping over tonight. You're coming home.
Then come
you're
on,
like,
Dad.
You're like,
please,
Dad, come on. We're going to play video games. Can I stay over? And your dad's looking at you like,
and
you
grips
little
your hand.
Son of I told you before you left.
Yeah, exactly. So I gave my daughter that same look. And I was like, you know dad doesn't do the gritty. You better chill out right now.
Dad don't gritty.
She assumed that I wouldn't let her down in the moment. But Rob, why wouldn't you do it?
Well, if I'm mid, shooting threes and I'm on a roll right there, I'm not going to interrupt the hot streak to do the gritty.
Does Steph Curry's kids interrupt him to do the gritty when he's hitting threes?
No.
Right?
Never.
I don't know. But hey, you know what? If you got anything out of this story, there's two types of people. You know, people like Alex who are like, hell yeah, what's the big deal? And then there's people like me and Rob who are like, yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
But in case you didn't know, it's the dance move that you see all the athletes doing. Not everybody knows. You see it, but not everybody knows.
You're also the same guy that doesn't like to do any dances at a wedding. So you're cut from that cloth.
Dude, wow. I'm just not that guy, man.
Boring guy.
Wow.
Boring guy. Don't let him defoot. You know what it is? He's like a cool guy and he's sort of handsome. He's a dud in life. He's a dud.
Why? Because I don't get fired up when Buster Poindexter comes on like this guy does.
Ole, ole.
Yeah, get out of here. You're a dork. I mean that in the nicest way.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. All right. Hey, Kavino and Rich in for The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
All right, a funky Flashback Friday. Odd Couple is off today. Kavino and Rich filling in.
Taking you to funky town.
You didn't get on him, you get on me.
KavinoandRich.com. Everything at Kavino and Rich.
Funky Town, is that the exit after Flavortown?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Guy Fieri.
In for the Odd Couple.
All
That's
day.
Rich Davis.
Keep the drum roll ready.
I'm Steve Kavino. Alex Teichert's here. Robert's here.
Good
on the phones
today.
At 877-99 on Fox. Always a great time here at Fox Sports Radio.
I'm most impressed how Rob cuts his own hair and it looks good.
Yo.
I feel like if I tried to do that, I would look like I was drunk doing it. Alex, how good does his hair look?
It's crazy. He's actually cut mine a few times.
Yo, he's got
in the
like,
studio. I've got Alex's hair in the studio before.
You've got brother here than at home, but leave the hair here. Who wants that in their bathroom floor?
He does.
But no, he's got like he's got a tight fade and he did it himself.
It is tight. It looks good. It looked for a home cut, you would never. It looks like a professional, like tight. Like it looks like Vic Blends got to you. You know what I mean? Like Vic Blends, like some social media influencer like cut your hair on Instagram.
But if you cut your own hair, how could you play Step Boy at the barbershop correcting everyone being wrong about sports? Because I'm
true.
That guy. I'm the guy that's like, wrong!
That is true.
Wrong!
That is true. And we've learned a lot today. We've learned that Fernando Tatis Jr. suspended 80 games. Bam! We've learned that there were some balls dropped at the Field of Dreams Spectacular.
One by Ken Griffey Sr. That's inexcusable.
It really
inexcusable.
Is. It was like, oh man, it could have. That was such a great moment. You ruined it.
And we learned that Kavino don't gritty.
No. We learned that there's two types of people. Two types of people. Huh? There's people who, honestly, the fact that Alex got up there just
and
now.
Immediately just danced.
Like, I do respect that.
It's
and
a
that's
W.
Great, and I wish that I had that in me, but I don't.
It's an L.
There's two types of people.
Yeah.
A W and an L.
There's someone who's, like, very willing to participate, and then there's someone reluctant. There's, like, pig will and pig won't. You remember those Richard Scarry characters?
Of course.
I'm more of a pig will when I want to, but won't when you tell me
to. No, you're a pig once.
Nah.
And as your 12-year-old daughter said, Dad, you took an L.
Low-key took the L. So mid. I didn't do the gritty for her and her friends at the school orientation. The gritty, if you don't know, is the dance that Aaron Judge does when he's hitting bombs like he hit one tonight. And Jamar Chase, who again approved his gritty dance in the new Madden game. I refused to do it yesterday. I let my daughter down. But I was also a little aggravated with her that she put me in that position when she knows her dad doesn't do stuff like that. Are you crazy?
Well, open up a little bit.
Yeah, that's not who I am. Come on. You asked me to be you.
Hey, you think the boss would do it?
Why don't you wear sneakers?
You think our boss would do it? Scott? You think if his kids were like, Dad, come on, do the gritty.
There's two types of people.
I think he's a pig, Will.
Yeah, I don't know. There's two types of people.
All right. Well, hey, the other person in the news today. Well, I mean, to be honest, a lot of days. Not Randy Watson. Deshaun Watson.
And, Sean Watson.
His night is done. He played in the preseason game 1-for-7. Not a productive night. Yeah, three series.
Kind of weak.
And
kind of weak when you're under the magnifying glass and you're getting all this bad press. Because the only how you weaken bad press? You play a strong game.
Yeah.
And then people are talking about that.
Three series, new team, new coaching staff, new everything for Deshaun Watson. But the bigger story today was he spoke out, and he's been accused of a lot of things, but one of them is lack of remorse, as if he's so apathetic about it.
But again, he's 0-for-2. That's something else he could have done to make the story a little better.
You could have control over how you position the narrative, and you could have control over how you play on the field.
Right.
So if Deshaun Watson seemed completely apologetic and delivered on the field, those would be two things to really help him. But even listen to this apology. It just seems red.
I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
I'm so torn on that because everybody likes a nice comeback, feel good. Hey, he deserves a second chance story. But
I'm not saying
that was a crap apology, man. Yeah. It sounded like he was reading it.
As Shinedown said, sometimes goodbye is a second chance. I don't know. I think
it's not goodbye. It's,
goodbye for half the season.
Goodbye for now.
Yeah, goodbye for now. I think Deshaun Watson sounded like he was reading that. But then again, what is he going to do? That's what he has
to say,
right?
Yeah, but no, that's not what he has to say. Because, again, when the magnifying glass is on you and it's really on him in a big way. Like, you gotta speak from the heart, dude.
Clearly not polished with the press, because that seemed to me...
Oh, I give that two thumbs down.
Disingenuous. Now, I think we've heard statements from athletes across the sports world when they genuinely seem sorry. It's like my wife always says.
Sounded like... You know what that sounded like? Bad athlete acting, like when Brett Favre is in something...
Hi, Mary. It's me, Brett Favre.
You know what that sounds like?
Like Jeter.
That sounds like Garrett Cole
management.
Reading a bad promo.
I'm Garrett Cole, and you're watching MLB Network.
I mean, it just did not.
That sounds like he's reading some bad promo. That's bad. That's really bad, bro. It's really bad. Nothing sincere about it. Period.
Yeah. Well, what is he supposed to say?
He's going to say something that he really means from the heart.
But that means he would have to really mean it from the heart.
No, because,
you don't know
if you were really... Hold on, let me ask you a question, all right?
Yeah.
Like you said before, none of us are really innocent guys. But if you were really, sorry about something, because your career and reputation were on the line, and you really meant nothing bad, you just maybe a line or two, but you were sorry about it. Whoa. You wouldn't do your darndest to let the world know that you were sorry about it? I know I would. I'd be like, hey, listen, Fox Sports Radio, I'm an innocent man. I'm a radio host.
I'm innocent. Butternuts.
No, but I would make sure.
I'll do the gritty.
I'll do the gritty. I'm sorry. I would want the world to know, hey, I'm not a perfect man, but I want to send my apologies out to anyone that I hurt along the way. May have hurt. I hurt along the way.
Yeah.
There's a learning experience for me. I want to be a better person. I want to move forward from this. I want to apologize to my fans and the women. Like, speak from the heart. That was garbaggio. It really was. That's really bad. His team should be fired. Like, whoever prepared that for him? They should have had him rehearse it 1,000 times. It's terrible.
Fire.
That was terrible.
No, I agree.
It sounded bad.
Alex.
Because he had a chance to make it better.
Rob, anyone knows, can we all agree that whether whoever you dated, your wife or whoever, they know when you're genuinely sorry. My wife will say it all the time, like, you don't even know why you're sorry. I'm sorry. You don't know why you're sorry. Because you know what? We all know the difference between a genuine apology and a half-assed one. Like, earlier today, I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, babe. She's like, you're not sorry. I'm like, you know, I'm really not.
You're just trying to move on. I know. You're trying to move past it.
I'm trying to move on. I got agitated about something stupid around the house today. We were getting school supplies for the kids, all crap like that. She's like, you're not sorry you got mad.
You're buying Trapper Keepers?
Composition marble notebooks.
Nice.
Old school style. Number two pencils.
Nice.
No, but you know what a real apology sounds like. And I mean, listen, I'm not Deshaun Watson, so I can't say for sure, but that sounds like the most bunk.
I'm not saying he's not sorry.
Half-ass.
I'm saying that didn't sound. He didn't.
Oh, he's not conveying it.
He didn't change the narrative or anything.
Alex, play it just one more time because it just seems to me.
Hi, Mary.
For a guy that, you know, has the ability now to try to move the narrative in his direction. Like, I'm going to take the suspension and we're going to move forward. This just seems lame.
I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back. But I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
I mean, this guy.
And what I want the world to know is my footsies were very, very sore. That's why I needed
a lot of massages.
60-something massages.
Jeez. My goodness. Well,
I don't think he changed anything by making that public announcement.
Well, you know what I also want to go over next?
I want to talk about your boy.
If they're gonna go over six games, which is still up for debate, right? How long is Deshaun Watson going to miss? I think Jimmy Garoppolo is too good, and I know you feel the same way. He's too good for
this
mess.
I have it written down right here. Jimmy G is too good for the Browns. He really is. It's like when you have a family member and he's or she's dating someone that doesn't deserve them, and you know it.
Yeah.
I feel like Jimmy G is too good for the Browns. The Browns are a team, an organization that tossed away Baker Mayfield like yesterday's doo-doo diapers for a guy who can't even make a public apology and sound sincere. And you want your guy, Jimmy G, who's a winner, who seems like a really good guy.
He is a good guy. And I'll lay out the Browns? I'll lay out the foundation as to why Jimmy G should say no thanks, even if offered.
Thanks, but no thanks.
We'll get to that right after.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're going to get to Jimmy Garoppolo in a second, but I have one question for everyone in the room before we break. We'll come back and talk about Jimmy G. Our buddy Spot is on vacation with his wife right now.
Right.
And he's posting a lot of great photos.
Yeah, it's a little overboard. Is that where you're going?
No, that was my question. I don't know if it is.
He's sharing his entire vacation with the world.
Is there something to be said about taking in the... Like, are you really not taking in the moment if you take pictures? Or isn't that sort of the way we live now? Do you feel like...
No, it's a matter of, are you sharing or bragging? Are you sharing your vacation or are you just bragging? There's a point in which you're not...
If you interpret it as bragging, then you're a jealous friend, I think.
No, I think there's a point on social media where you're sharing, and then when you cross that threshold, you're now bragging. Like, hey, I got a new car. You might be really happy about that and you're sharing with your friends. But it's like, you know, if you're overboard with that type of sharing, now you're just bragging.
All right, if your buddy is on vacation with his wife and he's like, yeah, we're in Hawaii, and he's posting photos, isn't that the same as other generations? Other generations did not have this ability. So for all you know, your grandmother might have been the worst on social media. She just didn't have it.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, when we're grandparents one day, our grandkids are going to be like, look, there's grandma's booty on Instagram. You know what? Maybe your grandma's booty would have been on Instagram if Instagram was a thing.
Yeah, but like Steve said, not everything needs to be recorded and documented, you know? I think that my theory is like this. It's a bit of a deep one for Fox Sports Radio. It's kind of like stupid, but wow, I never thought of it that way.
You know how when
you were a kid, you remembered everybody's phone number?
Oh, yeah.
But now you don't know anybody's phone number.
Truth.
Because you rely on your phone. I feel like we rely on our phone to capture our memories that we're starting to forget. So it's like,
whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're so reliant on capturing every memory, what are you actually going to remember? So, like, you're becoming a big-time idiot. And you know what? I don't need to see every moment. And that's no disrespect to our buddy Spot. It's just an observation. I don't need to see every moment of your vacation. That's your vacation. It's your private moment. I don't need to see that. I'm here in my socks. I'm here in my living room. Good for you.
See, that's the jealousy part, though.
I don't need to see every part. There's a point.
I just said that.
Okay. Sharing and bring. Like, oh, there's a point where you're like, oh, that's nice. Then it's like, all right.
You go to the Dodgers game. You got good seats. Should you be posting a picture?
One is suffice. Well, yeah, that's sharing.
Okay.
All right. After a while, it's like, all right, stop bragging. That's how I feel about it. And I believe what Steve DeSager said. Not everything has to be lived through the lens of your camera and your phone. Sure, you want to capture a few moments here and there. That's normal. That's natural. That's great because you want to capture some of those memories. But at the same time, what are you actually remembering?
You're
remembering the view from your phone?
What if it's a celebrity's birthday and you happen to be in a position where you've met that celebrity? If you post a picture on their birthday, is that a brag? Like, let's say Tom Brady just turned 45. If you had a picture of you and TB12, and you're like, hey, happy birthday, Tom Brady. Isn't that you just bragging that you met him?
Man, it's hard for us because I look at that as, you know, we're building our credibility as a brand, as a show professionally.
Bragging.
No, because that's what I do, man. I'm a professional broadcaster who does a podcast. You know, I'm a broadcaster. That's my business. You know, this is what I do. It's like, what is Frank's reason for doing that? Frank's reason is just bragging about it. You know, I want to establish that, hey, I have some sense of credibility. Here's me with Tom Brady. That's all. You know, I that's what I do for a living. That's kind of my reason.
It's a fair statement.
So if anything, yeah, it does seem to be a bit of a brag, but there's legitimacy behind that.
By the way, Trey Lance.
Yeah.
One for one so far, 8 yards.
Nice. See?
Danny G just hit me up, one of the other producers here. Yeah. He goes, yo, you pacing yet? Look at your boy, Trey Lance is out there.
Now, it doesn't matter because it's all preseason, but doesn't that sound better than what Deshaun Watson did today?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep an eye on this game. And speaking of my Niners, we're gonna talk Jimmy G next. Where does this guy end up? Where should he end up? Where is he too good for? Where's the perfect fit? We'll get to all that next. Kavino and Rich in for the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Timber.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Damn, Tyshirt. He put some stank on it.
Only W's here.
Yeah. Bringing the funk. Covino and Rich in for the Odd Couple. And if you're having fun with us tonight, we appreciate that. That's what we're here to do. And we'll do it again Sunday night.
Yes.
Fox Sports Sunday. And we do it every day on our Patreon, patreon.com/Covino and Rich. But before we talk about your boy, Jimmy G, I want to talk about AutoZone. They have free services you need to help you get back on the road. Like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Again, at Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app, FoxSportsRadio.com if you're listening to the podcast in the future. What's up, future dude? And, of course, our stomping grounds, SXM 83. A lot of people might know us from there.
I'm watching some of the preseason football in the background.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, only snaps he'll see all year preseason?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless he's on ayahuasca.
Yeah. That's the way to get.
That's how you get
ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just from watching Trey Lance, I'm convinced they're a playoff team now. 2 for 3, 11 yards. I'm convinced. All good.
Well, yeah, preseason
only. Put the fears aside.
Yeah, it only matters when your team's doing good.
Put the fears aside. Trey Lance.
If your team was doing bad, you're like, it's just preseason.
Yeah, he's all good. Trey Lance, yeah. And he threw a pass on 3rd and 9 that a good receiver, like a starter, would have got their feet down. You know, guy trying to make the team, couldn't get the feet
down. No, that was a good pass. It was. Now, Deshaun Watson had two this is how I see it. Yeah. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis.
Yes.
Robert's here, Tyshirt's here, Steve DeSager. Deshaun Watson had two opportunities today to change the narrative, to change the story, to start changing his stars, right?
And he blew it!
And he blew it! He could have performed well in the preseseason game.
That always helps.
You're talking about Trey Lance, right? Look, he's playing good. Look at that. Oh, that's the story.
Yeah. But one, you know what it is? You're right.
He played like doo-doo diapers.
If you don't play well, it's always going to raise eyebrows. Like, oh, you mean the guy they just gave a couple $100 million to that has all this trouble? 1 for 7? All right, so he was 1 for 7. So on the field, not so good today, but it doesn't matter, preseason. But then
he, you know, had a chance with his public apology to, again, maybe change the narrative. And the public apology was weak sauce. Weak. Mid at best, as the weenials say. Kind of a mid apology.
Yeah.
And to me, he's 0 for 2. Now, think about what happened. We know the story. Baker Mayfield. Look, Baker Mayfield, to me, just a fan. I never cared about the Browns. But to me, he became must-watch TV.
He made
them
the Browns relevant again.
Thank you. Thank you.
That team won one game in 2 seasons, and they were terrible for, you know,
a long time. A winning team, a watchable team. He brought a swagger, a personality to the team, and they dismissed him like I said, like yesterday's doo-doo diapers for a guy who honestly didn't deserve it. I mean, that's how I feel right now at the moment. If he could turn his career around and you know, win the fans back, good for him. But all that being said, the Browns showed me, showed the public, showed the world that they were willing to toss away their franchise guy for a guy who's just not a good dude. Which says to me that Jimmy Garoppolo, if he's the next guy in line, he's just too good of a guy for that organization. He's too nice of a man. He's too much of a winner.
Stay away.
He's too proud of a person to date someone beneath him, basically. That's how I feel.
You're going to take a starting opportunity in the NFL.
Yeah, but it's the Browns.
Jimmy Garoppolo, all time. I hate to be stat boy and throw this at you, but all time, Jimmy Garoppolo.
The Browns are going to ruin him.
Jimmy Garoppolo is 33-14. Say what you will about him. he finds a way to win. And that's the biggest plus about Jimmy G.
Yes.
He knows how to win. He's a winner, right? The guy has thrown 71.
And he has a winning attitude.
71 touchdowns, 38 picks. It's not like he's some pick machine. He knows how to handle the football. He's a big game player. He's played against Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers. He's beat in championship games. So
he's damn handsome. He's too handsome for that weak uniform, too.
So the reality is that Jimmy G, too damn good and handsome for the city of Cleveland. Sorry, Browns. I think it's time to move along. More Kevin on Rich next.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.